Today's second date update might actually be illegal for us to do in some states. I'm not really sure.
Oh, no.
But Ilana, who's on the phone for a second date update, said she met the dude she wants to call at their family reunion.
Ilana.
So, Ilana, you've got to explain that before we get into anything.
Sure. Well, it was at my family reunion, but it wasn't a family member. It was a catered event. You know, my family's all fancy like that. So. Mm-hmm. He was on the catering staff.
Okay, good. Good. Usually when you say, like, I met this great dude at a family reunion and we're going on a date, it's not a good thing.
He's only my cousin. Yeah. Deal.
Yeah, not as creepy as it sounds, I promise.
Okay, He was a catering guy. What's his name?
His name is Jeremy.
Oh, my God. Were you getting ridiculed by your family for, I don't know what you were doing with the catering guy, but obviously talking to him a lot.
Well, I wasn't talking to him, but I was talking about him because I thought he was super attractive. Like, right when we got there, I was like, oh, my gosh, that guy is so cute. And I told my mom that he was super attractive.
And your mom was looking at your cousin. She's like, yeah, he is. And you're like, no, the caterer.
Not my cousin. Let's get that straight.
Wait, so did your mom encourage you to pursue hot catering guy?
Yes, to the point where she actually went up to him because I was too embarrassed and pulled him to ask me out.
Oh,
no. Oh, really?
Embarrassing.
No, were you okay with that or were you mortified?
I was mortified, obviously. I thought it was so embarrassing. And, you know, of course, I had that mother-daughter moment of being like, Mom, are you kidding me? And I was so mad at her.
Yeah.
But then, actually, at the end of the night, he came up to me and he asked me out. So.
Hey, it worked.
It worked, yeah.
Yeah, and your mom wasn't holding a gun at his back, right?
I hope not.
So what'd you guys do when you actually did go out?
Well, we went to dinner, but it was so weird because when he came over to pick me up, he actually came in and he said hi to my mom, so that was kind of embarrassing. But he was super out of it when he picked me up, so I was like, okay, I was excited because he's so cute, and then he was acting really weird.
Really?
What do you mean? He was like drunk or high or something?
Well, that's what I thought. Maybe he was, but then I talked to him about it, and he just said he was tired from all these catering gigs he'd been doing back-to-back.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so he's been working a bunch.
Yeah.
I hope you didn't let him drive you to the restaurant.
I'll be okay. Yeah. Let's just go.
Yeah, well, in hindsight, I shouldn't have let him because, like, we went to the restaurant. It was fine. You know, he was still out of it, but we had a good conversation and stuff. But then on the way home, he ran out of gas.
Oh,
what?
Really?
Yeah, and he just said that he had been really tired and, like, wasn't looking at the gauge and just forgot.
Oh.
Okay, so that's an awkward ending to your date.
Yeah, and what's even worse is I had to actually call my mom to come get me.
Oh, my gosh. So, wait, you like this guy still after all this?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I thought maybe he just had an off night, and honestly, I just kind of feel bad that my mom's been so involved. So I don't know if that's what's going on, but, like, he won't call me back, so...
Did you tell him that you lived with your parents?
No, he didn't know until he came over.
Ooh, maybe that was it.
Yeah, that could be a deal breaker for some people.
Still live with your mom? Red flag.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But I don't know. We had fun. And he's the one who didn't get gas.
That's not your fault.
Yeah.
What was his attitude towards your mom?
He liked her.
Okay.
Did it seem like he liked you?
To me, it did, but, you know, sometimes we aren't good at gauging these things.
Right, yeah. And I guess if he was tired from work and stuff, maybe it was even harder to tell.
Exactly. Yeah. I wasn't really sure what was him being tired. And
so when your mom came to pick you up because he ran out of gas, did you guys end with a hug or maybe like a little kiss or something? Or did you just get in your mom's car and bounce?
To be honest, I was mortified, so I just, like, said bye and got in the car.
So wait, hold up. You guys left him stranded with no gas on the side of the road? Like, your mom and you didn't go get him gas?
Well, he had already called AAA and they were there, so.
Okay.
I didn't really want to wait with him because he seemed, like, really embarrassed and it just was awkward.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to bounce.
All right, how many times have you tried to get a hold of him since then?
Probably 6 to 8 times.
Wow.
Dang.
That's a lot.
It's been like a week.
Like a week. And have you gotten any response from him at all?
No, I just think he was really embarrassed by, like, how the night played out. And, you know, I just want to give him another shot.
Hmm.
It didn't look good on him, but I feel like he might not know that it wasn't a big deal to me.
Okay. So you pretty much want to try to get another date with him so he can have a redo.
Yeah, both of us, you know.
That's good.
Okay. Well, we'll play a song and then come back and call him and get your second date update, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Hang on.